This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. As we head into the presidential debate season, many people are wondering what Barack Obama or John McCain has to do to impress voters, whether it's on foreign policy, the ever-important issue of the economy, or just simply how they relate to the American people through the television. With me now, though, to talk about the other entity in this debate and how they are likely to perform, the media, is Robert Knight, director of the Culture and Media Institute as part of the Media Research Center. And Bob, it's always great to have you with us.
Oh, thank you, Greg.
And let's talk about the role that the media has already had in this 2008 campaign, because as most of our listeners are well aware, there were endless debates in the primary season between the many Republican and Democratic candidates. And you've kind of characterized how they put those questions out there, how they phrased them, what they focused on. What's the overall discovery that you found in this study?
Yeah, we looked at an entire year's worth, 35 debates with 1,332 questions. And these are our major findings in our new special report. Character is a major focus. 36% of the questions dealt with character. And when you look at that, only 24% dealt with foreign policy and 19% on the economy. So character was a major focus. The questions, surprisingly, were not framed with ideological bias. We classified each question as to whether it came from liberal or conservative premises or was strictly neutral. And 29% were based on liberal premises, 29% and conservative, and the rest were by far the most, 42% just were neutral. Here's another finding that wasn't surprising. Democrats received twice as many softballs as the Republicans did. Part of this is because Fox News Channel conducted only five debates with Republican candidates, but the Democrats refused to appear on Fox. And one of our other findings is that Fox threw the most hardballs at the candidates. 84% of their questions were hardballs. So had the Democrats subjected themselves to that, they might have had a closer number of hardballs to what the Republicans got. But the Democrats faced more questions about honesty, triple the number the Republicans did. Hillary got a lot of those. She got 12 tough questions about honesty. So I could go through some more findings, but I'll pause for a question.
Absolutely. Let me just follow up on a couple of the definitions and the terms that you're using in this report. And you kind of elaborated on what sort of questions the character questions were about in terms of honesty and so forth. What other types of character issues were those asking the questions interested in learning about?
Well, we had four categories: courage, leadership, honesty, and integrity. And we sorted them out, separating honesty questions from integrity was the most difficult, because honesty is a component of integrity. But in some cases, the candidates were just flat out asked questions that challenged their honesty. Integrity would be more about whether they were consistent in their views and whether they had the integrity to own up to changing a position or so forth, and whether they changed the way they said something. Integrity means wholeness, and it took in more factors than just honesty. Leadership was whether they were bold, whether they would stake out positions. Courage went beyond even leadership, when they might even be tempted to give an answer that could put them at odds with the American people. It would take special courage to give an honest answer to it. And as far as softballs and hardballs...
Exactly, that's where I was going next.
Hardballs were thorny questions that dealt with very tough issues. They were questions that embodied questions about the character of the candidates right up front. Like, you said this, or you had this scandal going on. What do you have to say about it? I mean, they were hardballs for a reason. Softballs were not necessarily bad questions, but they would give the candidates an opportunity to explain a policy issue. Very straightforward. You know, what would you do about this policy? So they were really broken down. And here's an example. Barack Obama was asked, what was his favorite Bible verse? And to us, that was a softball, because Barack Obama has talked more about religion than many of the other candidates, and he's well-versed in the Bible, so it really was a softball. Now, if he was a decidedly secular candidate, who probably had no knowledge of the Bible, it would have been regarded as a hardball.
Bob, in terms of the media's overall bent, you mentioned that Fox was not given the opportunity to hold debates for the Democratic candidates, but you mentioned that for the most part, there was a large percentage of neutral questions, given the fact that there's been a lot of conjecture about the media's role in potentially favoring Barack Obama in this election. How surprising was that?
Well, we thought the questions were neutral, but here's the significant finding, is that Hillary Clinton, as the front runner, received a lot more hardballs than the other Democrats did, and she got the lion's share of honesty questions, and had more integrity hardballs and so forth. It's not that these were bad questions; they were very good questions to Hillary, but Obama didn't face any. By and large, until the Philadelphia debate on April 16th, when ABC's George Stephanopoulos and Charlie Gibson really unloaded, they asked very good questions of Obama about his associations with Jeremiah Wright and Louis Farrakhan, and tough stuff that really does reveal character and what a man is made of. They had been remiss right up until that point. In fact, ABC had the lowest number of hardballs as a percentage of the questions they asked, even with the Philadelphia questions.
Bob, obviously the dynamics change a little bit since all those debates were all candidates of the same party. Any research on what the questions and how the tone could change with two candidates of the opposite parties being on the stage?
Yeah, I looked at a number of the earlier debates, the transcripts that are up on the Commission on Presidential Debates website, and I would say that there were far more character questions during the primary debates, partly because there were more candidates involved, the answers are shorter, there were more questions. In the presidential debates, you'll see very few questions and very long answers, and they're virtually all policy-centered. So there are a few character questions thrown in there, but there are moments in the presidential debates that reveal character that are not necessarily revealed in the questions, such as when Jimmy Carter debated Ronald Reagan. And Carter was asked a question about nuclear proliferation, and he famously answered saying he had asked his 14-year-old daughter, Amy, what she thought was a top issue, and she said nuclear proliferation. That stunned Americans because they said, wait a minute, this is the President of the United States. Why is he asking a 14-year-old her opinion? And also, Carter tried to rattle Reagan, playing a Barry Goldwater card, using the word disturbing over and over and again, four times in one question. Reagan stood there, genial, relaxed, smiling, and America said, well, this guy has it together. So character is revealed not necessarily in policy answers, but in how the candidates conduct themselves.
And so, Bob, what will you be looking for most carefully in how these debates are conducted?
Well, I want to see if they follow through, as they did in the primary season, with ideologically balanced questions. I want to see questions from left and right. I also want to see if they give Barack Obama as many hardballs as they give John McCain. And give each man the ample time to answer. They'll have to give them equal time because people will see it. It'll be interesting to see if the questions are designed more to put McCain on the defensive than Obama, given the track record in the primaries. The Republicans did get far more hardballs than the Democrats by a percentage.
And real quickly, where can folks go online to see your report in more detail?
Cultureandmedia.com. We have it right there on the main page, cultureandmedia.com.
That's the site. To learn more about this exhaustive study on the presidential debates thus far in the 2008 election cycle, Bob, always great to have you with us. Thanks for your time.
Oh, thanks so much for having me on, Greg.
Bob Knight is director of the Culture and Media Institute at Media Research Center. This is Dateline Washington.